Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding. And check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Revamped Fantasy Bites podcast. I'm your host, Sam Pasco. On each episode, we're going to take a look at the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. Today, we're looking at the NFL Week 5 Start and Sit Guide, along with some key injury notes from Thursday. Then we'll go over top FanDuel value plays for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Finally, we'll wrap up with a look at the Yankees and Rays ALDS winner-take-all Game 5. To find out more about any of these topics, head over to rotowire.com and sign up for a free subscription. On this week's edition of Exploiting the Matchups, Teddy Bridgewater is a top upgrade candidate. Bridgewater is rostered in just 26% of Yahoo leagues and 18% of ESPN leagues. The Panthers quarterback finally broke through on the stat sheet last week as he threw for a pair of touchdowns and added a third on the ground. He's facing off against the Atlanta Falcons this week, and they've allowed 29.5 or more fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks each week this season. Other honorable mentions here at the quarterback position include Gardner Minshew, Kirk Cousins, and Daniel Jones. At the running back position, Antonio Gibson of the Washington football team and Jerick McKinnon of the San Francisco 49ers round out the top two candidates. Gibson's pass-catching work is trending up with 8 targets over his last 2 games, while he's taken 4 of the team's 7 inside-the-5 carries since Peyton Barber was demoted after Week 1. As for McKinnon, he's an automatic start if Raheem Mostert misses another game. McKinnon faces a Miami defense that ranks in the bottom 10 for both run defense DVOA and fantasy points allowed to running backs. One wide receiver target to look at this week is the Vikings' Justin Jefferson. Coming off back-to-back 100-yard games in which he ran routes on at least 85% of Kirk Cousins' dropbacks, Jefferson is now locked in as the Vikings' number 2 wide receiver. The Seattle defense that he's facing off against, it will be without Jamal Adams, one of their top safeties, and other key pieces as well, making one of the worst wide receiver defenses even worse. Moving into NFL player updates, Falcons star wide receiver Julio Jones was a non-participant at Thursday's practice. Head coach Dan Quinn said that Friday's practice will give a better sense of his potential play status on Sunday against the Panthers. This one isn't an injury note per se, but 22-year-old Justin Herbert will serve as the team's starting quarterback moving forward. The Chargers will take on the Saints on Monday night, and Herbert will look to continue his impressive play that resulted in Tyrod Taylor's demotion. Moving into the NBA Finals, the Lakers are 7.5-point favorites over the Miami Heat, and a total is set at 216.5 points. LeBron James is looking to close out the series and secure his 4th title, and we're listing James as the player you must pick for the FanDuel single game MVP position. The King has scored at least 47 FanDuel points in 7 straight games, while averaging just shy of 60 fantasy points per game in that span. For the star and pro positions, Anthony Davis and Jimmy Butler are obvious picks. But if you're looking for some key value players, take a look at Rajon Rondo or Jay Crowder. Rondo has proved he's the Lakers' third best player, and he's extremely cheap. He's averaging 26.4 fantasy points per game across 25 minutes of action since returning from injury. If he's playing a lot in Game 5, he's a great value considering everything that the Lakers have offensively. As for Jay Crowder, he gets plenty of minutes per game, and he's reached 20 FanDuel points in 16 of his last 18 games, while he's averaging 26 FanDuel points per game over that span. Finally, the Yankees and Rays face off in the winner-take-all Game 5 of the ALDS at Petco Park. Gerrit Cole will face off against the Rays' Tyler Glasnow. Cole has a 2-0 record and an ERA under 3.5 this postseason, but he's coming off short rest as he threw 97 pitches in his Game 1 victory back on Tuesday. As for Glasnow, the former Pittsburgh Pirate will start the ALDS game for a second consecutive season. He has a similar 2-0 record as Cole this postseason, but his ERA is closer to 5 as he coughed up 4 earned runs in 5 innings against the Yankees on Tuesday. As for DFS targets, Giancarlo Stanton is the highest salaried player on the FanDuel slate as he has an extra base hit in 6 straight postseason games. For more fantasy news and updates, check out rotowire.com.